not Mr. Da-da.
Get a K.
Da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da. What's going on?
What is going on, beautiful?
I am going great. I'm going great, you know, in the straight and narrow, you know, da-da-da. What's how you doing?
I am doing awesome. Welcome to the Neo Money Podcast. It is your host of the most controversy, Cardio Rich, and I got my co-host.
It's Hello Kitty, aka China Morbucks.
I like her. Same.
Thank you.
She's on South Central Baddies. Well, she's one of the South Central Baddies.
I heard about that.
South Central Baddies.
Yes. I heard about that. How did you like it?
It was a cool experience, but you know, after these bitches be hating and shit.
Hating, and then like before they was your biggest supporters,
right? Like they was on a bitch dick, and now all of a sudden, you know, clout chasers. But you know, sometimes it do feel good when you drunk.
I am great at sex, and my life is so toxic because of it.
I'll do you on your best day.
If I could join. Look,
hey, listen, hey, how about this? Y'all want to have a threesome? Cause she talking crazy and I need a witness. Ooh,
listen, first off,
baby,
because
she talking crazy and I need a witness.
Never gonna go home.
Huh? I got.
She said she not bringing you to her house. That's what she said, honey.
Wait,
what I said was you're not going she's not home. Ever gonna go home after a threesome with me.
Oh,
why
shit,
would I
want to
go
stay.
Home? Shit, I don't want to go home.
Right?
Can I come right
fine?
Now?
You could cook.
Listen. It's not just the pussy. Like, my vibe is just unmatched. Like,
you could cook?
Oh, hell yeah.
I
make oxtails. I make...
Ooh, I want some.
I think all three of... Until she kick in the door. Can you do that freestyle you did for me last night?
Which one?
Stay
bitch,
mad.
Get a bag. Bitch, stay mad. Bitch, stay mad. Bitch, get a bag. Bitch, stay mad. Bitch, get a bag. Bitch, stay mad. Bitch, get a bag. Stop playing with Kitty.
Yo, hey, Pink.
Hello?
She just kicked in the motherfucking door, Pink.
Who kicked in the door?
You.
How?
Literally, you punched the hello out of her mouth. What is...
I'm like, who kicked in the door? I do no such illegal activities.
Right.
Is your knee okay?
Huh?
Is your knee okay?
Oh yeah, my knee gravy. We shot that a month ago.
Okay, I got a torn MCL, so I know how that lip and shit go. It be like that.
I have a question.
Yeah, I'm a boss bitch, and I'm gonna say what I wanna say though. So yeah. So Milan and fucking Patches, that's what we're gonna call her. That's the bitch that got her dress pulled out. Patches.
From the Apache tribe. Look.
So Patchy and Malin, them two was the dope dynamic duo. They thought they was gonna eat it up. Dora Boots it, bitch. And it was not given. Bitch, ooh. Jonathan was the tornado that swept all the hoes away, like bitch was he, and beat the bitch up. And they felt some type of way about it and tried to jump my bitch, Jonathan. They came back with no cameras.
Oh, see,
bitch,
we didn't
it was
know
hell
that
to
part.
Of,
they were
no cameras, no security guard. It was hell to tell the captain, bitch.
So he wasn't a victim then. It sounds like you were the antagonizer from what I...
No, he was definitely getting antagonized. Like, he was getting antagonized by bitches that wasn't even on the show. That's the thing, like... Bitch,
no,
y'all
I'm
crazy.
I'm saying Milan and Apache were the end.
Give a fuck about none of that shit. But just know at the reunion, we can get it a crack and it's whatever. Oh, God. So it's no more to be said.
Fuck the reunion.
It's no more to be said.
Straight up. When I told you to link up, you didn't want to do that. Fucking reunion behind the camera, behind the scene. If you want to go get beat the fuck up on camera, then that's your problem. Don't you do that. I don't really give a fuck. Oh, hell. Just know I'm a dog walker. Like a bitch off the street. Bitch, and walk you to the motherfucking dog park. All right? That's it. That's all. I ain't got nothing else to say. No weird bitch. If you could have been a grown ass bitch and you could have apologized for saying what the fuck you said about my motherfucking kid, bitch, and we could have killed it. But no, bitch, you want to keep going and being funny on Instagram, bitch. And in the
group
chat,
bam.
Everybody know what the fuck you said in that group chat. So I don't have to keep repeating what you said about my kid.
Baby, can I intervene?
Shit to lie about.
Baby, did you say something about her kid?
No, I probably did. After she said something about mine, though. I'm God in heaven. I never said nothing about your kids. You said something about mine, and I start popping it about yours.
Never be pressured.
I'm God in heaven. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But just know at the reunion, we can get it a crack, and it's whatever. On God. So it's no more to be said.
Fuck the reunion.
It's no more than that. Straight up. When I told you to link up, you didn't want to do that. Fucking reunion behind the camera, behind the scenes. If you want to go get beat the fuck up on camera, then that's your problem. Then you do that. I don't really give a fuck. Oh, yeah. Just know I'm a dog walker. Like a bitch off the street. Bitch. And walk you to the motherfucking dog park. All right? That's it. That's all. I ain't got nothing else to say. No weird bitch. If you could have been a grown ass bitch and you could have apologized for saying what the fuck you said about my motherfucking kid, bitch, and we could have killed it. But no, bitch, you want to keep going and being funny on Instagram, bitch. And in the
group
chat,
everybody
know what the fuck you said in that group chat, so I don't have to keep repeating what you said about my kid.
Bambi, can I intervene?
Shit to lie about.
Bambi, did you say something about her kid?
No, I probably did. I probably did after she said something about mine, though. I'm God in heaven. So, I never said nothing about your kids. You said something about mine, and I start popping it about yours.
I would never be pressured. I'm God in heaven.
Well, I see.
Yeah, when she started trying to hit her head into, that's like a weapon almost. Yeah. Now you're taking it too far. So I respect her.
That's because she was getting her ass whooped.
That's okay. That's so. Now, how the fuck did you get out of that sink so fast?
It's for real. That's what I want to know.
But she said that she knocked me into the sink. But if you look, I was already in.
Nah, you was in the sink already. Nah, but I'm saying like once.
Yeah, what happened was I kicked myself off of the count because I peeped this fucking big worm looking bitch come running around the counter. I already peeped shorty, but he got my arms up. But like I said, like in the heat of the moment, like y'all don't even, I had bruises on my arm from how hard he was grabbing me. Like it may not look like he holding me, but that nigga was holding me, son.
Yeah, so, they be looking rough.
Well, that's, I mean, you are a little nuts, okay? There's gangsters, and just then there's,
little,
he was
that.
In the house with the door locked. What was he saying again? What the fuck did he say? Why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Bitch, and you're 38, bitch, and he's 24. So, bitch, what? But you was just hollering about whoop-de-wop, whoop-whoop, boom-bang, split, bitch, just before he got here. You swinging on Carrion, but don't want to swing on Jonathan. Bitch,
right.
You ran outside towards Carrion, but, bitch, you were in the house, locked the doors, and tried to talk to Jonathan like you was at the fucking McDonald's driveway window, bitch. Like, I'm not understanding.
Not the
like,
McDonald's drive-thru.
This shit is sad. It's really sad to me. It's sad to me that they actually think that it's okay to act these ages. Like, Milan, he asked me the other day, he said, y'all, everybody in the comments talking about wasted a reunion for this bitch gutta.
I saw
we both
that.
Live in Atlanta. First off, let's stop there.
Wait, he was on Beagle because
this bitch said we both live in Atlanta.
Been putting out. I said she got her ass beat. She denied it. I went and posted a video of her getting beat the fuck up in Detroit. I said she did coke. She denied it. I went and posted a video of her snorting coke.
Ooh.
Now I'm dropping the gems of her having HIV, and I wish she denied this because I'll fucking go and post those
videos. Yo.
But,
hold
I'm
on.
I'm live. With about 500 people yesterday night. It was like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning on live. Her sister, this is her blood sister.
Wow.
They look like fucking twins. Her sister got on live and said, Pink, everything you've been saying about my sister is true. She do those drugs. She do sell pussy. She don't have custody of her fucking kids. And yeah, she do got HIV. This is her blood sister.
Oh my
went
God.
On live with myself and my T-Page and my friend. Like, girl, I don't always put out receipts. Because I just feel like I don't gotta prove my point to nobody, bitch. Me and you know what it is. But if you think you're gonna play with my top.
Okay, that was my fault that time. My finger had pressed the X.
So listen, right? So I call myself the king of controversy. But I just want to say, I don't think nobody has ever came to this podcast and like brought the controversy before an introduction or anything. You know how to shake a fucking table, Ari. Like, yo.
And did I not? Did
no,
I not?
No, you did. You want to know what's crazy? I'm going to, like, do it in, like, I don't like doing shit normal, like, regular.
And
people. I'm
going to start
like,
off like, saying this. None of this,
whoever's gonna listen to this, it's out of ill will for Alexis Jones Perez, whatever her last name is. It's not ill will. I feel like it's a greater good in all of this, of knowing the truth, to then help me in my truth of what I should do for legal action for this weird girl that has been obsessed and has been saying very derogatory remarks about killing a mother of two. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. I just want y'all to know that me and Ari been on the line for like over an hour already. I'm gonna play this part first. So y'all gonna hear the hour before this, but Ari. Okay, so first tuned in to Big Lex, if I'm not mistaken, you was like real quiet once upon a time, right?
Lola Bunny. Oh, sorry, that's my bunny. I'm sorry. Yes. I was quiet only because I won't say the word quiet. I was more reserved because I felt disappointed in myself for getting too drunk to not remember my actions, to have my pussy out, titties hanging out. So I'm just dwelling on all of those things that will possibly be aired on national television for the first time, first rodeo. So yeah, I became reserved after the first night. I was like, I don't want to fuck up again. Nah, I'm not gonna trip like that.
I remember watching it the first time because I was like trying to break everybody down and figure everybody out. Mm-hmm. I remember what I said about you. I like to be direct. I don't talk about nobody behind their back. I kept saying, I was like, yo, this bitch fine as shit, but she be way too drunk. This motherfucker be fucked up. Like, once you get up there, once you turned up, you're turned up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, so look. I be in the lives. I be seeing all the crazy comments. I know you be seeing them. Mm-hmm. I like to ask questions. That's my shit. So I'm just going to shoot because I went into Pink's live before you came because I wanted to hear too.
Yeah.
You really like took every question out of my mouth already. We really ain't even got to go over too much more. Like you, every question I had has been answered. Just gonna ask a couple questions that maybe have not been answered. People be saying you are on drugs. Are you on drugs?
Only drugs I have been ever had was marijuana and liquor. That's it.
Okay.
The me and what they probably went to was like, I guess the lie that she was saying I'm a crackhead. First of all, I don't even know where that even came from. It's just, I guess them just wanted to say something, but she was in a lie saying like, oh, yeah, you're a crackhead, or in Ferrari. I think it was Ferrari and Pink were both in the live with me trying to double team me. And they was like, you're a crackhead, you're a cokehead, crackhead, whatever. Oh, that coke baggie was yours. First of all, we still don't know who bag that was at the house. There was a little coke bag at the Miami house. Nobody still has claimed it. Because if, trust me, if it was mine, I'm about the prettiest, well-organized cokehead that you probably ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, making sure her shit paid up, crackhead that you ever seen. Cokehead that you ever seen.
So you're a functional addict.
If that was the case, I would have been the most functional. But I would admit to it. Like, I'm a functional addict, so well, what you gonna do about it? But I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not gonna admit to something that I'm not. I'll admit to being a drunk that night, yes, over drinking that night, embarrassing myself, yes, I did that night. But to be a drunk, no. To have it to be drinking multiple times the night, I probably drunk the first night and the last night. First night because I was nervous, last night because it was turned up, and that's how I was wearing it. Was that little lingerie party shit. So those was only two times I really drunk anything out of the whole week of being there. And it was only for a week. It was only there for a week. I don't even drink on a regular basis. I don't remember the last time. I can tell
like,
you.
That's like a vacation. A
yeah. Week. Yeah, you on vacation. Yeah. The last time really I drunk liquor was week. When I was with that girl Nay from Zodiac House. She came to my crib. That Pink claims they ain't my crib that I fought out of. This is my crib. I had that girl Nay. I forget her real name.
Right. You did just drag somebody on your Ring camera. What happened with that? You just...
My life is a movie for some odd reason. I don't know how it happens like this. Okay, but
so how you ended up dragging somebody on a Ring camera? Let's talk about that.
Long story short, because it's kind of long. I'm trying to shorten it up as short as possible. I needed someone to babysit my bunnies. which is not my bunnies, they're my daughter's bunnies. I had to take my daughter to California to her father's house or my ex-husband's house.
What colors are the bunnies?
Brown and gray, like Lola Bunny and Lily Bunny. So there's two of them. So boom, I said, friend, I need some help. She said, I got you. Let her watch my bunnies for 2 weeks as I filmed for Big Lex Betty Collection. In the midst of that, she used my vehicle because she didn't have one to get back and forth from her house to my house to watch them. As that time went on, I did not know, because my phone is taken away when we film. I didn't know in that midst of those 2 weeks, she's letting her father in the passenger seat of my car. She had her nieces and shit all in the back seat of my car with car seats and shit. She barely came to my crib, only came to my crib to switch out my outfit for a new outfit of mine. Never asked to borrow my clothes, not once. And we was only friends for 3 months, but she known me way longer. But I felt like the vibe was so cool. Like, you know, I'm very one of those type of people, and I have to learn to not be like so nice to people, because people take advantage of you being nice and think that nice shit is weakness, and it ain't that. But I'm just nice, you know. So I, you know, she wearing my clothes without asking. So when I got back from filming, she said, "Oh yeah, all the clothes I borrowed yours, I'm gonna wash and bring it back." I was agitated, but I said, it's not enough for me to trip over it or bring it, because she's going to bring it back. I ain't tripping, but I'm going to tell her when she did bring it back, hey, friend, next time, just can you ask, because I, you know, digging in my clothes, like in my shoes and shit, like, come on now. My friend of 10, 11 years don't even do that. Like, she still asked for to borrow my shit, you know.
Did she wash?
She never brought that shit back. So, so as I had got a DUI, like, I'm a realist, so I'll tell you the real. I don't know.
Right.
I got a DUI. I did drink. It was Leo season. It's the end of July. A friend asked me to come out, and I went.
Oh, you're a Leo.
I'm a Leo. So.
Oh God, they need
Leo ass alone. Exactly. Because you woke.
Get out of here. I got a question.
What's that?
Can I sing to you?
I enjoy that sex, and my life is so toxic because of it.
I'll do you on your best day.
No, you won't.
Look,
no. Before we get out of here, can you just say baby for me?
Baby.
Hey, thank you for coming through to the meal.
You know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship, and you know everybody's doing their thing. Like,
why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Not Mr. Da da da.
Yes, it's
da 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 da. Going on. Because like I really fucks with him. I like Kirk Franklin.
Oh wait, say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Mr. Kirk Franklin.
Ashlyn from Coming Up LA. She's on the line right now.
Okay,
what's
up,
Ashlyn?
Hi.
Hi,
Sue. Be real. I'm gonna just show you real quick. Bow.
Oh, in real life.
You know the fucking Bob.
You done made it to the hot seat. You made it to the hot seat, Sway. I gotta ask. Favorite baddie, least favorite baddie, go.
Who was my favorite baddie?
Me. Your least favorite baddie.
Me. I love it. I'm my favorite baddie, though. Fuck.
As you should. As you should. Least favorite.
All of them. I'm just playing. All of them. I'm just playing. No, I'm just playing. I don't really have a least favorite. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck.
You're
about
the first person to answer that way. Everybody else usually answer. You the first person to not give a name.
I'll give a name.
And all she was doing was sucking on everything.
Sucking up on everything. I say, TV is TV. You got to learn how to turn that shit on and off. People show you who they really are when the cameras come on, and then when the cameras go off,
they're a different person. And I'm that same person.
Hey, Sway, I respect how you remade that sync video. That's the confidence that I live for.
Period, baby. That's what I live for. Gotta capitalize off of bullshit. Because y'all not gonna laugh at me. I'm gonna laugh with you, baby.
Oh, yeah, fact.
Let's laugh together. Let's have a kiki. Let's kiki for a moment. I love it.
I love the makeup. Like, I love
So do you think it's gonna go down at the reunion at all?
Some people were arguing, so yeah.
It seems like it's going to be a little active at the reunion. It's getting active.
I really feel like Natalie's going to.
It's her making sure her hair straight for me and turning her head like, girl.
So I am too cute. I am not.
In real life, not like. Not
my firstness is not to play. I am too cute, bitch.
Not for filters, not for nothing. It's real life here. Oh, God.
Everybody on camera, y'all making me feel like a catfish. Hold on.
I'm about to call it on your name.
Say we was on the season and me and Jonathan fought and Jonathan beat me up. I'm not going home. I'm not leaving. I'm not packing my bag. That's me. I'm 10. I'm on my 10.
So would you fight Jonathan again?
In the state that we in right now, no. I'm going to keep it honest.
Jonathan got them hoes. I wouldn't even fight that bitch myself.
Nah, but it's not, bro.
I'm cool with you.
Nah, gang. Ken, that's the difference, bro.
But I'm saying, you got to know when to pick and choose your battles.
I don't give a fuck about how good you fight. I don't give a fuck about none of that. If you touch me, we fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's if you touch me. But if you touch me and I know you fight like that, I might just pick up something and try to kill you.
No, Jonathan, you do got to get something for him. He don't know.
Nah, he can fight. But if you, I can take a hit. You see, my nigga, I was standing up. I was drunk all night. I got hit. I was going to go down.
No, but look, Ant, this is the thing, though. Ant, listen, if Ken saying he will fall back, I can show y'all a video of this nigga Ken Dog throwing the pose and fucking high.
But
fucking
Cardi,
dudes.
Me
this
and Ken is two different niggas, Cardi. So just because Ken said he's gonna fall back, don't mean I'm gonna fall back. I don't fall
if
back.
If you would have let me finish my sentence, you might have learned something.
I got jumped by seven niggas, eight niggas. Ken I don't fall back from nothing. I'll get jumped before I fall back. And that's just me personally.
Bruh, it'd be the contradiction and then the argument start. And
it's not an argument. You're just not about to tell me who I am.
I'm not gonna tell you shit. My nigga.
You started the statement, Cardi, off. If Ken said he will fall back, then, and I'm just telling you, it's we different people.
Okay, but you are different people. Because what I'm telling you is I have watched this nigga whoop somebody ass with high heels on. This ain't no pussy ass nigga.
Did I say he is?
That's what I'm trying to make you understand. This nigga ain't no pussy. He's far from it. I've literally watched this nigga beat a nigga up in the head.
Did I say you
was
pussy?
What he's saying is sometimes logic. Even if you can fight, even if you're Mr. Fighter, sometimes you have to choose.
But you can't sit there and say you really like that if you sit there and pick and choose your battles. You can't. I'm not letting nobody play on my top. Nobody.
I'm not gonna sit there and I'm gonna pick something up and I'm gonna try to kill your dumb ass.
Now Ken, I'm from the project. You feel me? I've been through a lot of shit, bro. I've been through a lot of shit.
They said, can you tell us why Lex don't like you, please?
Oh, I was on that live yesterday and I did.
You were talking about me?
Who cares why she don't like her? Oh well.
Who is she?
All right. I don't know why they. I'm reading.
Oh well, bitch.
No. I'm not.
Life's over there.
What is she?
Sorry, y'all.
Oh, Lex.
You see that one here? That name?
Yeah, big Lex bad.
The girl who said the dumb on the side.
Midnight side.
Coming out.
People choose not to like me because they feel like it's gonna be an audition to be on that. So she's using me for an audition. I don't fucking know. I mean, I don't even know. Like,
we've
never been in the same room. So how do you not like me? Mm-hmm. But it's cool not to like me.
It was kind of like a. I think
like you said, you're not for everybody.
Everybody.
It's kind of like, I don't dislike her, but fuck her. Like, that's what it gave off. I don't remember the exact words, and I don't like people to...
It's crazy, because...
Matter of fact, y'all know how I am.
Like, what? I was up last night talking to E.T. What the fuck going on, girl? You were the last of my words. I don't even know you. You would never sit at my table, and I would never sit at yours. I don't want to sit at your table. I don't care about you. I don't know you. I just realized who you were from, girl, who are you? You talking about me. I'm not talking about you, sis.
The show is kind of dope. I don't even know you.
I've
never watched it.
Who are you?
Her show is good. Congratulations. Sis, I ain't no hater, but you're not going to sit here and use me to talk about me
And I don't
there
know.
Ain't no, there ain't no beef. There
what,
wasn't,
which
like,
show?
No,
which show? Who?
I only know her
from collection.
The Homicide. When she said the Dumbo Homicide, that's the only way I know her.
Oh.
Like, you don't like me?
We're not worried about that. We don't care.
I mean, I don't know who she is. Like, this is so crazy. I've never even met this lady.
She's a producer at Now That's TV.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make you know her. I'm just trying to fucking help.
I'm like,
okay.
She's like,
damn, easy. But
you got to. She likes to start. She likes to start drama. She controversial.
No, I'm asking Easy because you on the same network. So Sway not seeing this is one thing, but ET, you on the same network now. You know I'm gonna be real. I can't be fake with nobody. ET, you don't know Lex.
Me,
yeah,
why don't I know Lex?
No, I was asking,
of course, she was at the reunion.
Oh, she was at the reunion. I gotta watch it.
I mean, I'm on her page to see who she is, but I literally only remember her from saying Double Homicide. I don't even know what she looks like now.
Oh, she's here, Lex. You here?
Oh, please, they like me because I need to know. Like,
take me down.
I got you, T. T, can you leave for me real quick? Because I'm trying
okay,
to find Lex.
I got you.
Thank you, beloved. I'm going to pull you back up when you're done.
This is so crazy. I'm
your goddamn self.
TT has a question, and it's kind of messy.
It should be.
I'm gonna be.
Shit, I don't give a
damn. No, it's messy because I just want to know. When you were in those comments on that live, seeing two people that you've been arguing with, how was you feeling in the comments?
Oh, it was entertaining. I swear to God, it was so entertaining to me. Like, it made me feel like, you know what? I take life too serious. This is a fucking joke. All of it is a fucking joke. Like, all of y'all are fucking jokes. This is a fucking joke. Like, I'm not gonna argue with neither one of you weirdo, soft-tail-ass niggas ever again. Y'all got it. I'm good. Like, when weak niggas link... It was, to me, it was an episode
hey,
when weak niggas link up. That's my other dog.
Hey,
yeah. Look, me and E.T. started off rocky, but I like E.T. I like E.T. a lot. Yeah, we was both defending our friends, and it kind of put us in the middle of the situation, but people are grown. It's never that deep. Yeah, that shit was funny, though. Because I came in the room and he was like, oh, what's up, Gotti? Nah, nigga. Hell nah. No. It was funny, though. I ain't gonna lie. It was like Cardi Jr. Carbon Copy 2.0.
Carbon Copy 2.0. I'm weak as shit.
No, it was.
Hey, T.
Hi.
It's the face. What up, though?
Nothing.
I'm not acting crazy today yet.
Yet.
Acting crazy? I just think you just be talking shit. I think you enjoy it.
I do. I do. That's that New York shit. I ain't gonna lie. That's what they make me do. No, but I be telling the truth, though. I don't pop false shit. I be popping real shit. That's why I can keep popping
shit. I can say you be popping it at
Yo, your homegirl was going off. Your homegirl was crazy.
Oh my God, I met Persuasion tonight. She's so sweet. I love her.
She said my favorite, ET.
From Batty
Oh my God, she's right here. But...
Yeah, she said
my favorite. Oh, that's my dog. I love Sway. Hey, Sway, you remember them nights at Ace of Diamonds? Getting high in the corner. Persuasion funny as shit in real life.
High as fuck.
I don't know if it's funny.
She said we had the best conversation ever.
Oh, she fuck with you.
Oh, that's sweet.
The hard way.
Sway, you pull it
yeah,
up?
Yeah, she finna be on season 3. I hope
I
so,
to
at
talk
least.
To my baby real quick.
That's
Hold
just
on,
me
talk.
Speaking it into existence, y'all. E.T. ain't told me shit. I just saying that shit by myself.
E.T. need her own show, I say.
Oh, no. What's going on? Are you adding somebody?
Yeah.
Add her back. She said add her back.
I will. Hold on. Hold on. I want to talk to somebody else first. She here Ooh. Every day. Come on. It's levels to this. It's levels Hola. To this.
Hey.
Hey, what up, baby?
Hey.
I miss you, crazy.
Where did E.T. go, though?
You can I know. Where's my thing? Wait a minute.
Right. She Hold came on. In here for to... E.T. What happened here?
No, I didn't
here?
Mean to drop E.T. I was trying to drop Psy.
Yeah, she said but, at her back.
Like,
I'm not here every day. I am not here every day.
No, not you. No, not you. I tried to drop side. I didn't even realize you dropped. I didn't realize you dropped. I'm sorry.
My face. Oh, that wig is cute.
Like, your makeup is so cute.
Well, I'm gonna drop your fucking wig off. Bitch, fuck you.
Oh shit.
Whoa.
Y'all.
It's okay, Rolly. It's okay.
That's Rolly. I know that's Rolly. I know that voice.
Yes, y'all. Me and E.T. had the best conversation ever last night. He was here for a long time. I love her.
All right, fucking Sway, you done made star. It to the hot seat. You made it to the hot seat, Sway. I gotta ask. Favorite no, baddie, I... least favorite baddie, go.
Who was my favorite baddie?
Me. You done made your least First... favorite baddie.
Me? I love it.
I'm my favorite baddie, though. Fuck.
As you should. As you should. Least favorite.
All of them? I'm just playing. No, I'm just playing. I don't really have a least favorite, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck
You're
about
the first
nobody
person to say. Answer that way. Everybody else usually answer. You the first person to not give a name.
Like, I don't care. Like,
I'll give a name. And all she was doing was sucking on everything.
Sucking on everything. I say TV is TV. You gotta learn how to turn that shit on and off. People show you who they really are when the cameras come on, and then when the cameras go off,
they're a different person. And I'm that same person.
Hey, Sway, I respect how you remade that sync video. That's the confidence that I live for.
Here he is. Psycho
maniac. Hypothetically speaking, if you could rewind time and go back into the house, who would you beat up? And why? Like, do you feel like you owe anybody an ass whooping from either house?
Okay, so if I could go back to Booth Girls Club's house, I would just fight everybody for real, for real.
Everybody.
I would do what Savvy did, but I would have, like, did it for real, though. I would have been on some, like, I just want all you bitches to know, like, I'm just testing y'all. Like, come on, let's just go fight real quick. Like, I ain't the hardest bitch, but I just want to fight all y'all and let y'all know that we not friends, we not cool, and bitch, yeah, like, I'm here to get exposure. Like, bitch, this is weird. Like, I should have never just been friends with nobody. I should have came in there being rude as fuck to bitches. That's not who I am, but people don't know how to act unless you be fucked up to them.
Yeah, they don't hear you. They don't hear you until you snap. They really don't hear you until you snap. Like, it really be like that. And, like, with me,
only when you go on these type of shows, though. I'm gonna say it like that. Like, I'm not gonna be like that. Like, just boom. But if I'm gonna go on any more of these type of shows, I'm gonna go on there with that attitude. Like, fuck being friends, bitch. I'm here. If bitches wanna get knocked out, smash me, kick off. We can do that. But if you understand, bitch, move around. Stay in your lane. Period. That's the stuff.
So, are you gonna give E.T. another fade? Because I think she wants it really, really bad.
I mean, she wants it, but she's going to get it whenever I want to give it to her, whenever she sees me or we see each other. Like,
you got to give it to her on your time.
Like, I'm not going to hop into it for that girl. She's mad. Like, I promise you, if it was the other way around, we would not be having this conversation.
Well, normally they say her the South Central Baddies reunion was kind of crazy.
South Central? Oh, they ain't dropped it yet, huh?
Nah, they did it, though. It was hosted by Darrell.
Oh, I'm so mad that we didn't have one.
I think y'all should have. All right, let me ask my controversial question. Had the reunion happened, who was you gonna punch in the face first?
I ain't even gonna lie. I wanted to punch Queen D first because I felt like I was gonna see her first, but Buttergirl wanted to fight her, and respectfully, I let them have it. Then, like, if I had saw Shaba, it was gonna be a 50-50 chance if I ran up on her because she liked to have knives and blades and shit like that, and I'm just not, I ain't dumb. So, I might just have to keep up with something. And I ain't gonna lie, you know who else I was gonna, you know. And
No. We shooting this shit straight. Cause I'm ready to pop. I'm so close to popping it. Like this close to popping it. Nah, who you want to punch in the face first? Keep it a bean.
I was gonna address up just off the simple string of what happened in the house. Then after that, what happened at the premiere, and it was just like the way that it was to me. She started everything, and it was like then you got me escorted out and the embarrassment. Then it was the girl coming back in there with a gun. It was just like a lot of stuff took place, and then you blocked me. And I don't know. I had a lot of questions. I had a whole lot of questions, but I was also ready to fight everybody that I had questions for.
I was about to sing them a song. Can I sing to you?
Okay, you can sing. Okay,
I swear to God.
Can I sing to you?
No, bitch.
See, that's how you be getting into all these damn relationships. You be saying it too much. Close your mouth.
I have a question before you go.
Okay, what's the question?
Can I sing to
you? You can sing to me.
Yeah. I got a question.
What's that?
I usually ask people, can I sing to you? But I'm going to ask you, can I skate with you?
Hold up. I got one more question before you finish.
Okay.
Can I sing to you?
Can you sing to me?
Yeah. Sure. No. Can I sing to you?
Can you sing to me? Yeah. Sing to me.
All right, go ahead. Now that's it. That was the question.
Ah!
You said yes, right? I'm going to sing to you later. I ain't going to. I got a question. Can I sing to you?
I enjoy that sex, and my life is so toxic because of it.
I'll do you on your best day.
Yep, no, you won't.
Look,
no. Before we get out of here, can you just say baby for me?
Baby.
Hey, thank you for coming through to the meal.
You know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship, and, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like,
why are you doing this? Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Not Mr. Da da da.
Give it K.
Da 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 da. What's going on? Because like I really fucks with him. I like Kirkfinklin.
Oh wait, say it one more time. Say it one
more time. Mr. Kirkfinklin.
Ashlyn from Coming Up LA. She's on the line right now.
Okay. What's up, Ashlyn?
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
Be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches.
I'm saying Milan and Apache were the antagonizers.
Milan wasn't the anything. Milan was shut the fuck up. Milan wasn't saying anything. He was antagonized. If he was antagonizing Jonathan, it was through the brain cells, bitch. Because in real life, his ass was sitting there very much so mute TV. Like, the other one was Miss Top It Off, but she was like getting her ass beat. So I don't understand.
No, but okay, I saw when you dropped that video,
he
was
that.
In the house with the door locked. What was he saying again? What the fuck did he say? Why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Bitch, and you're 38, bitch, and he's 24. So, bitch, what? But you was just hollering about whoop-de-wop, whoop-whoop, boom-bang, split, bitch, just before he got here. You swinging on Carry On, but don't want to swing on Jonathan. Bitch,
right.
You ran outside.
That ass again, bitch, and again, and again, and again. And your mama ain't going to do shit about it again.
Yo, it is cardio, Rich.
And nor is
yo.
Your little friends or your little bad boyfriends either, shorty. How you going to let a Maryland bitch come to L.A. and do you like that? Like, fuck out of here. Anyways, what? I'm ending this motherfucking podcast on that motherfucking note. Y'all watch.
Well, listen, you know, Star, you got any other questions? I know.
Come on, Star.
No filter podcast,
right?
No filter podcast. Ooh, Star.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. See, all right. I got one question. If I slide in your DM, is you going to brush me?
No, Star, baby.
Hey, that's all I got, ooh. Rick. I ain't got nothing else.
It might be some things going on. Okay.
I don't kiss and tell, brother.
I don't think my nigga Chance mine. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think he minds at all. You know what I mean? But yo,
or her the moolah. And I just feel like he's trying to be everybody's granddad too.
Like Moolah is trying, like you can tell he's trying to be everybody's granddad. He said, "Everybody, listen up, William." I said, "If you hear,
bad
if you
boys,
pay attention to the background,
bad boys on three. How many times did he make y'all do that?"
Literally all the time, like we was on fucking, like we was at the camp. Girl, he gonna talk about one time when I was at Benson. William, like, bitch, why would you call everybody attention just for William? Like, right. Bitch, y'all are so slow around this bitch. Girl, I was in the background like, girl, you did not have to do all that just to come talk to Uncle William.
Thank you. It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
It's not. It's giving forced me reality.
He called it an alley back. What the fuck? Did you
want to know? I wasn't going to ask, but I'm going to ask because I just thought about it when you started talking about singing and you hit a couple notes and you had Gutta K really feeling the Mr. Kirk Franklin. So is there something between y'all? I'm going to just ask straight up.
I mean, it's fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship. And, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like, we ain't tripping. Like,
hey, look, realistically, though, between me and you, I like y'all energy together. I think y'all are both dope. If he happens to listen, I want to bring Gutter through. I feel like he has an interesting story to tell. And, I think all of the cast is dope. I really appreciate your energy. I hope they leave you alone. Are they still bothering you? Are we going to see more? Does the fighting continue? I know you can't tell
me.
Too.
I'm not a whore in real life. I just look like that.
Yeah, I just look like that. That's
okay.
It.
I just look like this.
My mama made me like this.
Well, no, my daddy was a pimp, so it's just in me. You feel me? It's just in me.
Look, she seemed like she growing, so she don't mind.
Listen, I got like a 99% shot rate. Like, I every time I shoot my shot, I usually make it. You gonna let me bust it down, Ricky?
Oh. Look at you.
That's the question.
You can say it in Spanish, see or no?
See.
All right, tell them where to find you on social media, kid.
Yeah, I got me some cutty last night.
You did.
Fuck me.
Hey, tell them where to find you on social media.
Find me at iwinkindle_ and my TikTok is iwinkindle. We're almost at 800K on that home.
Okay, wait a minute. Where the fuck did you get the...
I'm Lucky Hustler, and welcome to Coming Up LA. 14 creators, one house, and one winner. Who will be the top content creator?
Coming into the house, I expected a lot of heavy hitters. I expected people who are in my niche to do what I do. So far, these niggas is not adding up to the price.
Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all get fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want your shit, just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, be out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all get fucking whoever poppin'.
The bitches in my life, like when you saw me in person the first time, where was we at?
At the crib.
Nah, South Beach.
Oh yeah, but you be everywhere.
So like, it ain't.
Let's be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches that you fuck with. Anything. Pretty need to be happy. Any bitch that you dealing with right now need to be happy that they even dealing with you, because these not even the type of roster hoes you fuck with. You fuck with the famous hoes. You fuck with famous bitches. You don't fuck with regular. Nah, even me, I'll put myself in it. My little followers ain't shit compared to the bitches you fuck with. Y'all got followers, y'all got a little clout, but you fuck with real famous.
But you my favorite,
bitches.
Though.
You go to the club, bitches, niggas is only going to the club to see your bitch. Your bitch don't gotta go outside and dance every day. Your bitch ain't gotta work every day. She posts a fucking flyer, everybody going up in there to see her. So if anything, bitches need to stop pressing it.
You ain't let me finish though. I got Ashlyn from Coming Up LA. She's on the line right now.
Okay. What's up, Ashlyn?
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, honey.
I'll be cheating with her a little bit because she's fine. So
You a little hoe. It's okay. That's
I swear to God.
Can I sing to you?
No, bitch.
See, that's how you be getting that whole damn relationship. You be saying
the shortage of bitches in my life. Like when you saw me in person the first time, where was we at?
At the crib.
Nah, South Beach.
Oh yeah, but you'll be everywhere.
So like,
it ain't let's be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches that you fuck with. Anything pretty need to be happy. Any bitch that you dealing with right now need to be happy that they even dealing with you, because these not even the type of roster.
Oh, Lord. Well, this is the thing. And I ran a fade that went viral already at our contract signing. So
wait. Time out. You didn't even get in the door before you started throwing hands.
I didn't even get in the door. Y'all don't even know. Like, this is why I'm gonna go live.
Retard.
Because I'm gonna tell y'all first. Mm-hmm. I got into a fight with the girl, right? I tried to leave it alone at the contract signing. I got home, the bitch was texting my phone and in the group chat for baddies, big woofing. So she got on the video chat and I told her, I'm finna pull up on you, bitch, because I know where you live. We can do this shit without cameras, without security. So I pulled up to her house.
Let's keep it G with the shit. Right.
Yeah, what, work, man, period. Because
I like her.
I told you. I said I like Journey. She can be cute.
Thank you.
I like this one. She's
player,
the whole team.
Player over here. You feel me?
Wait, yeah. So, you're hold on, time out. So you're a throat goat, and you're pussy.
Yes, I am.
And you pretty as fuck.
And I like the fuck about the time.
I like you.
My niggas don't.
I mean, but I get the ones they can't handle. Those are the ones that I usually end up with.
No, it's okay, because niggas just give off my sexual vibes. That's all it is.
Niggas. Oh, no, baby, I'm a sapiosexual. I'm trying to get in your brain, you feel me? Like,
let's get it!
You feel me? I'm trying to get in your mind.
How about this podcast?
Oh, shit. Okay. Listen, can we? Because I told you I like you. I'm the boss. We can end this shit right now. Hey, listen, how about this? We finna end this episode. We gonna drop this episode. I'm gonna need you to send me your number so we can have two types of relationships. Cause when you my co-host, you my co-host. But when you my bitch, you my bitch.
Listen, you know, Maniac.
Hypothetically speaking, if you could rewind time and go back into the house, who would you beat up and why? Like, do you feel like you owe anybody an ass whooping from either house?
Okay, so if I could go back to Booth Girls Club's house, I would just fight everybody for real, for real.
Everybody.
I would did what Savvy did, but I would have, like, did it for real, though. I would have been on some, like, I just want all you bitches to know, like, I'm just testing y'all. Like, come on, let's just go fight real quick. Like, I ain't the hardest bitch, but I just want to fight all y'all and let y'all know that we not friends, we not cool, and bitch, yeah, like, I'm here to get exposure. Like, bitch, this is weird. Like, I should have never just been friends with nobody. I should have came in there being rude as fuck to bitches. That's not who I am, but people don't know how to act unless you be fucked up to them.
Yeah, they don't hear you. They don't hear you until you snap. They really don't hear you until you snap. Like, it really be like that. And, like, with me.
Only when you go on these type of shows, though. I'm going to say it like that. Like, I'm not going to be like that. Like, just boom. But if I'm going to go on any more of these type of shows, I'm going to go on there with that attitude. Like, fuck being friends, bitch. I'm here. If bitches want to get knocked out, smacked, we can do that. But if you understand, bitch, move around. Stay in your lane. Period. That's it.
So are you going to give E.T. another fade? Because I think she wants it really, really bad.
I mean, she wants it, but she's going to get it whenever I want to give it to her, whenever she sees me or we see each other.
You got to give it to her on your time.
Like, I'm not about to hop into for that girl. She's mad. Like, I promise you, if it was the other way around, we would not be having this conversation.
Well, normally they say the South Central Baddies reunion was kind of crazy.
South Central? Oh, they ain't dropped it yet, huh?
Nah, they did it, though. It was hosted by Darrell.
Oh, I'm so mad that we didn't have one.
I think y'all should have. All right, let me ask my controversial question. Had the reunion happened, who was you going to punch in the face first?
I ain't even going to lie. I wanted to punch Queen D first because I felt like I was going to see her first, but Buttergirl wanted to fight her, and respectfully, I let them have it. Then, like, if I had saw Shaba, it was going to be a 50-50 chance if I ran up on her because she liked to have knives and blades and shit like that, and I'm just, nah, I ain't dumb. So, it was going to be a 50-50 with her. I might just have to keep up with something. And I ain't going to lie, you know who else I was going to, you know. And...
No. We shooting this shit straight. Cause I'm ready to pop. I'm so close to popping it. Like this close to popping it. Nah, who you want to punch in the face first? Keep it a bean.
I was gonna address up just after simple string of what happened in the house. Then after that, what happened at the premiere, and it was just like the way that it was to me. She started everything, and it was like then you got me escorted out and the embarrassment. Then it was the girl coming back in there with a gun. It was just like a lot of stuff took place, and then you blocked me. And I don't know. I had a lot of questions. I had a whole lot of questions, but I was also ready to fight everybody that I had questions for.
I was about to sing them a song. Can I sing to you?
Okay, you can sing. Okay,
that's
I swear to God.
Can I sing to you?
No, bitch. See, that's how you be getting that cold in damn relationships. You be saying it too much. Close your mouth.
I have a question before you go.
Okay, what's the question?
Can I sing to
you? You can sing to me.
Yeah. I got a question.
What's that?
I usually ask people, can I sing to you? But I'm going to ask you, can I skate with you?
Hold up. I got one more question before you finish.
Okay.
Can I sing to you?
Can you sing to me?
Yeah. Can sure. No. Can I sing to you?
Can you sing to me? Yeah. Sing to me.
All right, go ahead. Now that's it. That was the question.
Ah!
You said yes, right? I'm going to sing to you later. I ain't going to.
I got a question.
Can I sing to you?
I had sex, and my life is so toxic because of it.
I'll do you on your best day.
Yep, no, you won't.
Look,
no, before we get out of here, can you just say baby for me?
Baby?
Hey, thank you for coming through to the meal.
You know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship, and, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like,
why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Not Mr. Da da da.
Give it K.
Da da da. Da 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 da. What's going on? Because, like, I really fucked with him. I like Kirkfinkler.
Oh, wait. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Mr. Kirkfinkler.
Ashlyn from Coming Up LA. She's on the line right now.
Okay. What's up, Ashlyn?
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
Be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches. That
I'm crazy. I'm saying Milan and Apache were the antagonizers.
Milan wasn't the anything. Milan was shut the fuck up. Milan wasn't saying anything. Ooh. He was antagonized. If he was antagonizing Jonathan, it was through the brain cells, bitch. Because in real life, his ass was sitting there very much so mute TV. Like, ooh. The other one was Miss Top It Off, but she was like getting her ass beat. So I don't understand.
No, but okay, I saw when you dropped that video,
I had to do
was
that.
In the house with the door locked. What was he saying again? What the fuck did he say? Why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Bitch, and you're 38, bitch, and he's 24. So, bitch, what? But you was just hollering about whoop-de-wop, whoop-whoop, boom-bang, split, bitch, just before he got here. You swinging on Carry On, but don't want to swing on Jonathan. Bitch,
right.
You ran outside.
Towards... again, bitch, and again, and again, and again. And your mama ain't going to do shit about it again.
Yo, it is cardio rich.
And nor is
yo.
Your little friends or your little bad boyfriends either, shorty. How you going to let a Maryland bitch come to L.A. and do you like that? Like, fuck out of here. Anyways, what? I'm ending this motherfucking podcast on that motherfucking note. Y'all watch.
Well, listen, you know, Star, you got any other questions? Because I know.
Come on, Star.
No filter podcast, right? No filter podcast. Ooh, Star. Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. See, ooh. All right. I got one question. If I slide in your DM, is you going to brush me?
No, Star, baby.
Hey, that's all I got, ooh. Rick. I ain't got nothing else.
It might be some things going on. Okay.
I don't kiss and tell, brother.
I don't think my nigga Chance mine. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think he minds at all. You know what I mean? But yo,
or her the moolah. And I just feel like he's trying to be everybody's granddad too.
Like Moolah is trying, like you can tell he's trying to be everybody's granddad. He said, "Everybody, listen up, William." I said, "If you hear,
bad
if you pay attention
look,
to the background,
bad boys on three. How many times did he make y'all do that?
Literally all the time. Like we was on fucking, like we was at the camp. Girl, he gonna talk about one time when I was at bed attention. William, like, bitch, why would you call everybody attention just for William? Like, right. Bitch, y'all are so slow around this bitch. Girl, I was in the background like, girl, you did not have to do all that just to come talk to Uncle William.
Thank you. It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
It's not. It's giving forced reality.
He called it an alley back. What the fuck? Did you
want to know? I wasn't going to ask, but I'm going to ask because I just thought about it when you started talking about singing and you hit a couple notes and you had Gutta K really feeling the Mr. Kirk Franklin. So is there something between y'all? I'm going to just ask straight up.
I mean, it's fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship. And, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like, we ain't tripping. Like,
hey, look, realistically, though, between me and you, I like y'all energy together. I think y'all are both dope. I do. If he happens to listen, I want to bring Gutter through. I feel like he has an interesting story to tell. And, yeah, I think all of the cast is dope. I really appreciate your energy. I hope they leave you alone. Are they still bothering you? Are we going to see more? Does the fighting continue? I know you can't tell
me. Right? I'm not a whore in real life. I just look like that.
Yeah, I just look like that. That's
okay.
It.
I just look like this.
My mama made me like this.
Well, no, my daddy was a pimp, so it's just in me. She's in me. It's just in me.
Look, she seemed like she growing, so she don't mind.
Listen, I got like a 99% shot rate. Like, I every time I shoot my shot, I usually make it. You gonna let me bust it down, Ricky?
Oh. Look at you.
That's the question.
You can say it in Spanish, see or no?
See.
All right, tell them where to find you on social media, kid.
I got me some cutty last night.
You did.
Fuck me.
Hey, tell them where to find you on social media.
Find me at iwinkindle_ and my TikTok is iwinkindle. We're almost at 800k on that home.
Okay, wait a minute. Where the fuck did you get this?
I'm Lucky Hustler, and welcome to Coming Up LA. 14 creators, one house, and one winner. Who will be the top content creator?
Coming into the house, I expected a lot of heavy hitters. I expected people who are in my niche to do what I do. So far, these niggas is not adding up to the project. Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They only fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want your figures, want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, be out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all here fucking whoever poppin'.
The bitches in my life, like when you saw me in person the first time, where was we at?
At the crib.
Nah, South Beach.
Oh yeah, but you be everywhere.
So like, it ain't.
Let's be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches that you fuck with. Anything pretty need to be happy. Any bitch that you dealing with right now need to be happy that they even dealing with you, because these not even the type of roster hoes you fuck with. You fuck with the famous hoes. You fuck with famous bitches. You don't fuck with regular. Nah, even me, I'll put myself in it. My little followers ain't shit compared to the bitches you fuck with. Y'all got followers, y'all got a little clout, but you fuck with real famous.
But you my favorite, though.
You go to the club, bitches. Niggas is only going to the club to see your bitch. Your bitch don't gotta go outside and dance every day. Your bitch ain't gotta work every day. She posts a fucking flyer, everybody going up in there to see her. So if anything, bitches need to stop pressing it.
You ain't let me finish, though. I got Ashlyn from Coming Up LA. She's on the line right now.
Okay. Hi,
Ashlyn.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi, honey.
I'll be cheating with her a little bit because she's fine. So...
You a little hoe.
I swear,
she
can
see I was
boxing.
You a little hoe. It's okay. That's
right.
I swear to God.
Can I sing to you?
No, bitch.
See, that's how you be getting that in damn relationship. You be saying.
The shortage of bitches in my life. Like, when you saw me in person the first time, where was we at?
At the crib.
Nah, South Beach.
Oh yeah, but you be everywhere.
So like,
it ain't let's be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches that you fuck with. Anything pretty need to be happy. Any bitch that you dealing with right now need to be happy that they even dealing with you, because these not even the type of roster.
Oh, Lord. Well, this is the thing. And I ran a fade that went viral already at our contract signing. So
wait, time out. You didn't even get in the door before you started throwing
hands. I didn't even get in the door. Y'all don't even know. Like, this is why I'm gonna go live. Because I'm gonna tell y'all first. Mm-hmm. I got into a fight with the girl, right? I tried to leave it alone at the contract signing. I got home, the bitch was texting my phone and in the group chat for baddies, big woofing. So she got on the video chat and I told her, I'm finna pull up on you, bitch, because I know where you live. We can do this shit without cameras, without security. So I pulled up to her house.
Let's keep it G with the shit. Right.
Yeah, what, work, man, period. Because
I like her.
I told you. I said I like Journey. She can be cute.
Thank you.
I like this
we
one. She's
player,
the whole
we
team.
Player over here. You feel me?
Wait, yeah. So, you're hold on, time out. So you're a throat goat, and you're pussy.
Yes, I am.
And you pretty as fuck.
And I like to eat pussy from time to time.
I like you.
My niggas don't.
I mean, but I get the ones they can't handle. Those are the ones that I usually end up with.
No, it's okay, cause niggas just give off
bisexual
vibes. That's all it is.
Niggas. Oh no, baby, I'm a sapiosexual. I'm trying to get in your brain. You feel me? Like,
let's get it.
You feel me? I'm trying to get in your mind.
How about this podcast?
Oh, shit. Okay. Listen, can we? Cause I told you I like you. I'm the boss. We can end this shit right now. Hey, listen. How about this? We finna end this episode. We gonna drop this episode. I'm gonna need you to send me your number so we can have two types of relationships. Cause when you my co-host, you my co-host. But when you my bitch, you my bitch.
Listen, you know, Star, you got any other questions? Cause I know. Come on, super
psycho, maniac. Hypothetically speaking, if you could rewind time and go back into the house, who would you beat up and why? Like, do you feel like you owe anybody an ass whooping from either house?
Okay, so if I could go back to Booth Girls Club's house, I would just fight everybody for real, for real.
Everybody.
I would have did what Savvy did, but I would have, like, did it for real, though. I would have been on some, like, I just want all you bitches to know, like, I'm just testing y'all. Like, come on, let's just go fight real quick. Like, I ain't the hardest bitch, but I just want to fight all y'all and let y'all know that we not friends, we not cool, and... Bitch, yeah, like, I'm here to get exposure. Like, bitch, this is weird. Like, I should have never just been friends with nobody. I should have came in there being rude as fuck to bitches. That's not who I am, but people don't know how to act unless you be fucked up to them.
Yeah, they don't hear you. They don't hear you until you snap. They really don't hear you until you snap. Like, it really be like that. And, like, with me.
Only when you go on these type of shows, though. I'm gonna say it like that. Like, I'm not gonna be like that, like, just. Boom. But if I'm gonna go on any more of these type of shows, I'm gonna go on there with that attitude. Like, fuck being friends, bitch. I'm here. If bitches wanna get knocked out, smacked, we can do that. But if you understand, bitch, move around. Stay in your lane. Period. That's it.
So are you gonna give E.T. another fade? Because I think she wants it really, really bad.
I mean, she wants it, but she's gonna get it whenever I want to give it to her, whenever she sees me or we see each other.
You gotta give it to her on your time.
Like, I'm not about to hop into for that girl. She's mad. Like, I promise you, if it was the other way around, we would not be having this conversation.
Well, normally they say her the South Central Baddies reunion was kind of crazy.
South Central? Oh, they ain't dropped it yet, huh?
Nah, they did it though. It was hosted by Darrell.
Oh, I'm so mad that we didn't have one.
I think y'all should have. All right, let me ask my controversial question. Had the reunion happened, who was you gonna punch in the face first?
I ain't even gonna lie. I wanted to punch Queen D first because I felt like I was gonna see her first, but Buttergirl wanted to fight her, and respectfully, I let them have it. Then, like, if I had saw Shaba, it was gonna be a 50-50 chance if I ran up on her because she liked to have knives and blades and shit like that, and I'm just, nah, I ain't dumb. So, you're going to be 50-50 with her. I might just have to come up with something. And I ain't going to lie, you know who else I was going to, you know. And
No. We shooting this shit straight. Cause I'm ready to pop. I'm so close to popping it. Like this close to popping it. Nah, who you want to punch in the face first? Keep it a bean.
I was gonna address up just off the simple street of what happened in the house. Then after that, what happened at the premiere, and it was just like the way that it was to me. She started everything, and it was like then you got me escorted out and the embarrassment. Then it was the girl coming back in there with a gun. It was just like a lot of stuff took place, and then you blocked me. And I don't know. I had a lot of questions. I had a whole lot of questions, but I was also ready to fight everybody that I had questions for.
I was about to sing them a song. Can I sing to you?
Okay, you can sing.
Hey. Okay, that's
right. I swear to God.
Can I sing to you?
No, bitch. See, that's how you be getting that whole damn relationship. You be saying it too much. Close your mouth.
I have a question before you go.
Okay, what's the question?
Can I sing to
you? You can sing to me.
Yeah. I got a question.
What's that?
I usually ask people, can I sing to you? But I'm going to ask you, can I skate with you?
Hold up. I got one more question before you finish.
Okay.
Can I sing to you?
Can you sing to me?
Yeah. Can sure. No. Can I sing to you?
Can you sing to me? Yeah. Sing to me.
All right, go ahead. Now that's it. That was the question.
Ah!
You said yes, right? I'm going to sing to you later. I ain't going to. I got a question. Can I sing to you?
I had sex, and my life is so toxic because of it.
I'll do you on your best day.
Yep, no, you won't.
Look,
no. Before we get out of here, can you just say baby for me?
Baby.
Hey, thank you for coming through to the meal.
You know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship, and, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like,
why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Not Mr. Da da da.
Give it K.
Da da da. Da 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 da. What's going on? Because, like, I really fucks with him. I like Kirk Franklin.
Oh, wait. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Mr. Kirk Franklin.
Ashlyn from Coming Up LA. She's on the line right now.
Okay. What's up, Ashlyn?
Hi.
Hi,
Sue. Be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches. That
I'm crazy. I'm saying Milan and Apache were the antagonizers.
Milan wasn't the anything. Milan was shut the fuck up. Milan wasn't saying anything. Ooh. He was antagonized. If he was antagonizing Jonathan, it was through the brain cells, bitch. Because in real life, his ass was sitting there very much so mute TV. Like, ooh. The other one was Miss Top It Off, but she was like getting her ass beat. So I don't understand.
No, but okay, I saw when you dropped that video,
he
was
that.
In the house with the door locked. What was he saying again? What the fuck did he say? Why are you doing this?
Stop, Jonathan. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're crazy.
Bitch, and you're 38, bitch, and he's 24. So, bitch, what? But you was just hollering about whoop-de-wop, whoop-whoop, boom-bang, split, bitch, just before he got here. You swinging on Carry On, but don't want to swing on Jonathan. Bitch,
right.
You ran outside.
That ass again, bitch, and again, and again, and again. And your mama ain't going to do shit about it again.
Yo, it is cardio rich.
And nor is your little friends or your little bad boy friends either, shorty. How you going to let a Maryland bitch come to L.A. and do you like that? Like, fuck out of here. Anyways, what? I'm ending this motherfucking podcast on that motherfucking note. Y'all watch.
Well, listen, you know, Star, you got any other questions? Because I know.
Come on, Star.
No filter podcast, right? No filter podcast. Ooh, Star. Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. See, ooh. All right. I got one question. If I slide in your DM, is you going to brush me?
No, Star, baby.
Hey, that's all I got, ooh. Rick. I ain't got nothing else.
I don't think my nigga chance mine, you know what I mean? I don't think he minds at all, you know what I mean? But yo, or her to Moolah.
And I just feel like he's trying to be everybody's granddad too.
Like Moolah is trying, like you can tell he's trying to be everybody's granddad. He said, "Everybody, listen up, William." I said, "If you hear,
bad
if you pay attention
look,
to the background,
bad boys on three. How many times did he make y'all do that?
Literally all the time. Like we was on fucking, like we was at the camp. Girl, he gonna talk about one time when I was at Bandcamp. William, like, bitch, why would you call everybody attention just for William? Like, right. Bitch, y'all are so slow around this bitch. Girl, I was in the background like, girl, you did not have to do all that just to come talk to Uncle William.
Thank you. It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
It's not. It's giving forced me reality.
He called it an alley back. What the fuck? Did you
want to know? I wasn't going to ask, but I'm going to ask because I just thought about it when you started talking about singing and you hit a couple notes and you had Gutta K really feeling the Mr. Kirk Franklin. So is there something between y'all? I'm going to just ask straight up.
I mean, it's fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? We really building a dope friendship. And, you know, everybody's doing their thing. Like, we ain't tripping. Like,
hey, look, realistically, though, between me and you, I like y'all energy together. I think y'all are both dope. I do. If he happens to listen, I want to bring Gutter through. I feel like he has an interesting story to tell. And, yeah, I think all of the cast is dope. I really appreciate your energy. I hope they leave you alone. Are they still bothering you? Are we going to see more? Does the fighting continue? I know you can't tell
me. Too. I'm not a whore in real life. I just look like that.
Yeah, I just look like that. That's
okay.
It.
I just look like this.
My mama made me like this.
Well, no, my daddy was a pimp, so it's just in me. She's in me. It's just in me.
Look, she seemed like she growing, so she don't mind. Like,
oh no!
For.
Listen. I got like a 99% shot rate. Like, every time I shoot my shot, I usually make it. You gonna let me bust it down, Ricky?
Oh. Look at you.
That's the question.
You can say it in Spanish. See or no?
See.
All right, tell them where to find you on social media, kid.
Yeah, I got me some cutty last night.
You did.
Fuck me.
Hey, tell them where to find you on social media.
Find me at iwinkindle_ and my TikTok is iwinkindle. We're almost at 800k on that home.
Okay, wait a minute. Where the fuck did you get this?
I'm Lucky Hustler, and welcome to Coming Up LA. 14 creators, one house, and one winner. Who will be the top content creator?
Coming into the house, I expected a lot of heavy hitters. I expected people who are in my niche to do what I do. So far, these niggas is not adding up to the price. Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They only fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want your shit, just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, be out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want your shit, just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch.
The bitches in my life. Like, when you saw me in person the first time, where was we at?
At the crib.
Nah, South Beach.
Oh, yeah, but you be everywhere.
So, like, it ain't
let's be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches that you fuck with. Anything pretty need to be happy. Any bitch that you dealing with right now need to be happy that they even dealing with you, because these not even the type of roster hoes you fuck with. You fuck with the famous hoes. You fuck with famous bitches. You don't fuck with regular. Nah, even me, I'll put myself in it. My little followers ain't shit compared to the bitches you fuck with. Y'all got followers. Y'all got a little clout. But you fuck with real famous.
But you my favorite, though.
You go to the club, bitches. Niggas is only going to the club to see your bitch. Your bitch don't gotta go outside and dance every day. Your bitch ain't gotta work every day. She posts a fucking flyer, everybody going up in there to see her. So if anything, bitches need to stop pressing it.
You ain't let me finish, though. I got Ashlyn from Coming Up LA. She's on the line right now.
Okay. Ashlyn.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, honey.
I'll be cheating with her a little bit because she's fine. So,
I was
boxing. You a little hoe. It's okay. That's
I swear to God.
Can I sing to you?
No, bitch.
See, that's how you be getting that whole damn relationship. You be saying
the shortage of bitches in my life. Like, when you saw me in person the first time, where was we at?
At the crib.
Nah, South Beach.
Oh yeah, but you be everywhere.
So like,
it ain't let's be real. The bitches that you trying to get is not even the roster of bitches you fuck with. Let's be real with the bitches that you fuck with. Anything pretty need to be happy. Any bitch that you dealing with right now need to be happy that they even dealing with you, because these not even the type of roster.
Oh, Lord. Well, this is the thing. And I ran a fade that went viral already at our contract signing. So
wait. Time out. You didn't even get in the door before you started throwing hands.
I didn't even get in the door. Y'all don't even know. Like, this is why I'm gonna go live. Because I'm gonna tell y'all first. Mm-hmm. I got into a fight with the girl, right? I tried to leave it alone at the contract signing. I got home, the bitch was texting my phone and in the group chat for baddies, big woofing. So she got on the video chat and I told her, I'm finna pull up on you, bitch, because I know where you live. We can do this shit without cameras, without security. So I pulled up to her house.
Let's keep it G with the shit. Right.
Yeah, what? Work, man, period. Because
I like her.
I told you. I said I like Journey. She can be cute.
I like this one. She's
player,
the whole
we
team.
Player over here. You feel me?
Wait, yeah. So, you're hold on, time out. So you're a throat goat and you're pussy.
Yes, I am.
And you pretty as fuck.
And I like to eat the time to time.
I like you.
My niggas don't.
I mean, but I get the ones they can't handle. Those are the ones that I usually end up with.
No, it's okay, cause niggas just give off
bisexual
vibes. That's all it is.
Niggas. Oh no, baby, I'm a sapiosexual. I'm trying to get in your brain. You feel me? Like,
let's get it.
You feel me? I'm trying to get in your mind.
How about this podcast?
Oh, shit.
Okay. Listen, can we? Cause I told you I like you. I'm the boss. We can end this shit right now. Hey, listen. How about this? We finna end this episode. We gonna drop this episode. I'm gonna need you to send me your number so we can have two types of relationships. Cause when you my co-host, you my co-host. But when you my bitch, you my bitch.
Listen, you know, Star, you got any other questions that I know?
Come on.
Oh my God, Cardio.
Touchdown, LAX, pull up on me. All red Rari, she from Eastside Bompton. I told her, shawty, what's bragging? Fuck me in the day party at the mansion. Oh, she a go-getter, I need more women. Party in a party if it ain't got a pole in it. Sit your bougie ass down, this ain't Ruth Chris. This Roscoe's Trap Kitchen on that boo shit. Oh, you ain't know it's still money over bitches. Unless the money come with them. Shawty wanna kick it, one call to my driver, go get it. It's a party in the hills, come with me. Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all been fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. She out of pocket, come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. She out of pocket, come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. She out of pocket, come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. Why you mad? Cause I got a bag on me. Or you mad? Cause I fucked a couple of homies. Pocket full of money, I ain't never lonely. My time expensive, all them all the Roly. Took an L, bounce back, I call it Sky Zone. I just got two traps from different time zones. International business, I never been a local. Cut the renegade shit and let the real one coach you. Time making money is time well spent. I swear to God, I was broke until I broke a bitch. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You taught material value, I taught it common sense. Don't be acting catty with these other hoes. When they start asking questions, tell her to touch her nose. Or she should've chose. You can run with your renegade friends, but I heard them renegades broke. We can go from down south to the east coast, to the west coast. Baby girl, I'm in beast mode. I'm a genius, baby, it's my G-code. I just spent the whole bag, I'm about to reload. Shawty wanna be a trap star. Choose me, gotta trap off like you out the Nassau. Might put you on the trap car. Might buy you a crib, paradise in your backyard. Shawty wanna be a trap star. Choose me, gotta trap off like you out the Nassau. Might put you in the trap car. Might buy
you a crib paradise in your backyard. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They all here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. She out of pocket. She out of pocket. Come get your main bitch. She out of pocket. She out of pocket. Come get your main bitch. She out of pocket. She out of pocket. Come get your main bitch. She out of pocket.